Constituency Development Fund, CDF, Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has stated that government currently has 76 ambulances in the country and that an additional 12 arrived in Dar es Salaam 2 days ago. Another 12 are expected to arrive in Beira within the next 5 days, and 18 more will arrive in Durban, South Africa on August 8th. Speaking during a press briefing on CDF performance, Mr. Piri has added that government is finalizing the registration and insurance processes to ensure the ambulances are ready for deployment upon arrival. And providing an update on the CDF disbursement and utilization, Mr. Piri has revealed that as of June 30th, the ministry had received 40% of the total 2025 CDF allocation, and from this, over 2 billion kwacha was dispersed to local authorities, with 63% of the funds already utilized. He has noted that Muchinga province leads in fund utilization at 78%, followed by Copperbelt at 76%. Lusaka province, however, ranks among the lowest, with a utilization rate of only 34%.
We have another 12 that are docking in Beira in the next 5 days, and we have another 18 that are docking on the 8th of August in Durban, South Africa. And so by the second week of August, the ministry will facilitate for the official handover of over 100 pieces of ambulances to the respective local authorities. Currently, we are working on the registration modalities so that these pieces of equipment are properly insured and registered.
The Zambia National Farmers Union has noted with concern that the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill number 13 of 2025 was drafted without consulting farmers, despite being the most affected stakeholders. In a statement, ZNFU President Jervis Zimba says the union is deeply dissatisfied with the bill, particularly with the provision that grants the Chief Registrar of Lands the authority to cancel certificates of title. He has warned that this poses a serious threat to land security, which is fundamental to agricultural investment, production, and access to financing. Mr. Zimba has emphasized that enacting such a provision without sufficient safeguards and inclusive stakeholder engagement risks undermining public trust in the country's land administration system. He has since called on the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources to immediately withdraw the bill from Parliament and to initiate a transparent and inclusive consultation process that fully involves the farming community and other key stakeholders. The Ministry of Justice has launched a 4-year community-based ear and hearing care project to address ear and hearing loss amongst Zambians. Speaking during the official launch in Lusaka, Ministry of Health Lusaka Province Director Dr. Elijah Mutoloki, who spoke on behalf of the Justice Minister Princess Kasune, commended Zambia for initiating the project. Dr. Mutoloki says the project is a bold step towards bridging the gap in access to essential ear and hearing problems, especially for rural and underserved communities.
This project is more than a research effort. It is a bold step towards bridging the gap in access to essential ear and hearing services, especially for our rural and underserved population. It recognizes that the ability to hear is not only about communication. It is about education, employment, dignity, and participation in society.
And speaking at the same event, Zambart clinical researcher Dr. Limbada Mohamed said the research project aims to study hearing loss and chronic ear conditions which affects millions globally, including Zambia, especially in rural communities.
This four-year study aims to strengthen access to essential health services, which includes ear and hearing health services at community level, particularly in Bongo, which is in the Chibombo district, in Kitwe, Katondo, which is halfway of Central Province. Through this work, we hope to generate evidence on how community-based models can be used to identify and manage ear conditions such as chronic suppurative otitis media, and also manage hearing loss and help those who are deaf.
20 employers from key sectors have signed employer-based training, EBT, and apprenticeship contracts with the Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TEVETA, committing over 1 million kwacha to support skills development. Speaking during the signing ceremony, TEVETA Board Chairperson Ngoza Nkwabilo has described the milestone as a strong demonstration of the transformative impact of public-private sector collaboration in building a workforce equipped with industry-relevant skills. Mrs. Nkwabilo has noted that the signed agreements involve companies from a diverse range of industries, including energy, mining, tourism, hospitality, insurance, finance, and manufacturing.
Apprenticeship training is transformative to human resources development. It provides hands-on experience, mentorship, and exposure to real-world operations. I call upon other companies to partner with TEVETA in employer-based and apprenticeship training to increase the employability of our workforce for improved business efficiency and productivity. With the MOU TEVETA and Zambia Federation of Employers signed, there are more opportunities for partnerships in the development of relevant human resources, makes us all competitive.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Head of Training, Beauty Piri, has commended TEVETA for the initiative, adding that the company has enhanced skills of over 1,400 individuals since 2021 through similar programs.
Managed to do this because of the initiative, the skill development initiative. So our budget has been easy to manage because you meet us halfway. This is really a good initiative. We trained more than we could if we're just doing it on our own. Managed to manage our budget because of, like you said, that training budget is always cut. You take for approval, it comes back, it's halfway done.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news this afternoon, the National Road Fund Agency, NRFA, in partnership with Stanbic Bank, has officially launched a new e-toll card repayment option on the Stanbic Smart Pay platform to enhance efficiency at toll gates, reduce cash handling risks, and provide seamless transactions for motorists and the agency. This initiative marks a significant milestone in Zambia's road tolling journey, embracing digital innovation and convenience. Speaking during the launch, NRFA Director and Chief Executive Officer Daniel Mtonga said the initiative demonstrates how government institutions can forge strategic partnerships with commercial banks to go beyond traditional services and deliver timely, innovative solutions that meet the evolving needs of citizens. He said during the pilot phase, NRFA successfully processed over 1.7 million kwacha worth of transactions through the Smart Pay platform.
We remain committed to enhancing our service offerings by embracing innovation, as demonstrated by the launch of the e-toll prepayment feature on the Stanbic Bank SmartPay platform. You may be pleased to know that the National Road Tolling Program is a homegrown solution, fully implemented by local experts since its inception in November 2013. It has significantly grown and now contributes over 50% to the local resource revenue component for the road infrastructure.